Today we are discussing access refusals for guide dog owners. Now, we've been talking about these for many years now, and a guide dog owner myself, I know exactly how difficult the situations can be when these occur. Now, it could be when a restaurant or a cafe or a taxi or a minicab refuses to take someone with their guide dog. Now, the law under the Equalities Act says that this is illegal under many circumstances, and there is an event taking place at Westminster. The charity and supporters are looking to speak with MPs because they feel it is now overdue time for change, but perhaps education is a better way to go. Pete Mills is with us from Guide Dogs, and later we'll chat with Laura, who herself is a guide dog owner. Pete, so this has been going on for many years now. It just seems to be really difficult to get the message across. Is there a reason for that, or are there many reasons for that, do you think?
I think a lot of people who deal with guide dog owners don't really understand what the guide dog does for their owner. They don't really understand that it's a mobility aid, that if you're refusing the dog, you're refusing the person. So we've been campaigning for a long time on this. We focus specifically on taxis because that's one of the most common areas where people experience refusals. And it's also the area where the law is the clearest. So if a guide dog owner has refused access to a taxi, that's a criminal offence. And so our campaign has focused on how do we enforce that better? How do we make drivers aware of this? We've called for disability equality training for all taxi drivers. What we're trying to do with this event is kind of broaden it out and talk about all the access refusals that happen in areas where the law is less clear.
Is it really down to the fact that people just don't understand the Equalities Act and where guide dogs fit into the legislation, or is part of it because some of these places, you know, there's such a high turnover of staff, it's perhaps difficult to keep people up to date?
The law itself is very clear. It's unlawful to refuse access to a guide dog owner in almost all circumstances. I mean, you can think of exceptions like certain areas of hospital, but the law is very clear. And even if there is a turnover in staff, businesses have a responsibility to make sure that everyone knows the law and can follow the law. You do get security guard or staff member who hasn't got the message, but that's something that the business really has the responsibility for. They've got to make sure all of their staff know.
Now, you have an event coming up at Parliament. You're going to Westminster. Tell us about that.
We've invited 100 guide dog owners from across the country to come to Westminster. We're taking over a big section of Parliament, really just to share their experiences of being refused, what it has meant to them, like the impact that that's had, and whether they've had any luck in trying to deal with it, because it can obviously be very hard to solve these issues once they happen. So we're hoping that MPs will hear from guide dog owners and better understand the full breadth of where these things happen. It's not just taxis, it's restaurants, shops, cafes, gyms, hotels, like really any business you can think of, a guide dog owner's been refused from there. And that clearly shows that the law isn't working. And it's about building that awareness and calling for action on access refusals, changing equality legislation to make it easier for guide dog owners to take businesses to task.
In terms of legislation, you're looking for a change and you're looking for an inclusion of training, if you like. Is that right?
Yeah, for taxis, we're asking for all taxi drivers to receive disability equality training, because what we've seen in council areas where that happens is the number of access refusals collapses. But more generally, If it's not in a taxi, it's not a criminal offence, it's a civil matter. So what happens then is the responsibility is on the guide dog owner to then pursue the business through the courts, which can be an incredibly lengthy, demanding process. So what we're calling for in that area is for there to be some responsibility on local councils or other public authorities to take some of that work on, to proactively go out and make sure that businesses aren't refusing guide dog owners.
Also joining us, we have Laura Drew, who is herself a guide dog owner. Laura, first of all, what does having a guide dog mean to you?
Having a guide dog means independence and confidence and the ability to be me. Physically, he allows me to go on the bus. I can be safe as I walk around. I'm not worried about knocking into bins, posts, cars that might be parked on the pavement, that sort of thing. And I've always said that guide dogs saved my life and they gave me a future and they gave me something to look forward to and a best friend, really.
Now, we have the event coming up at Westminster, all around guide dog refusals. So what kind of experiences have you had?
I've had access refusals from various restaurants. I haven't been refused a taxi, but I was in a taxi and the driver made it very clear that he didn't want me and my dog making a mess in his car, and he made it very uncomfortable for me. I was very upset and angered by his attitude, really, that sort of thing. And I've been offered that my dog can sit outside of the restaurant if I want to sit inside, and I've said no.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the refusals are, at the end of the day, illegal in those situations. It shouldn't happen. Mm. Do you see anything to the, for instance, the restaurant proprietors? You know, how do you, I don't want to say stand your ground, but how do you make the point that you can't be refused?
I quite often carry a little credit card that has been given by Guide Dogs, the charity, to show, to give over to the proprietor or the driver or whoever I might be dealing with, and it just states in a very brief way what the law is, that the Equality Act means that we are not to be refused, that these dogs are highly trained, they're checked by vets, they've got treatments for fleas or worms, that sort of thing, so they're service animals, that they're not just a regular pet animal on the street. And that's what I try and explain to them, and when I'm faced with such a situation.
Have you ever had to complain to guide dogs or perhaps councils or taxi companies about this?
Yes, I have. For instance, when the firm that made it very uncomfortable for me, I was actually working at the time for Guide Dogs as a volunteer, and I was with another member of Guide Dogs team with me. So we both went forward and we complained to the company. So I was able to make a bit of a noise about it. And then other restaurants and that sort of thing have passed on the information to Guide Dogs in the hope of maybe getting an apology or something like that.
It must be hugely frustrating. You have the Equalities Act there that gives you that comfort, I suppose, that you can't refuse, but this is still happening. So what are you hoping for as a guide dog owner from the Westminster event?
I'm hoping that we are able to make a bit of noise and to make the MPs aware that this is still happening, that it's not acceptable, and that we are asking for training to be available for taxis, private hires, minicabs, that sort of thing. And even for maybe if a restaurant or company would like training in disability awareness, that people are aware that guide dogs can offer such training, and that it's important that everybody in the company is aware of their policy regarding guide dogs and other service animals.
Pete, Laura's giving us a couple of examples there of these refusals, and she said that, you know, one of the things she did was get in touch with guide dogs. Is that important, not just to speak to the people who are refusing you to try and, you know, explain the law itself, but really important to get in touch with you guys, because, you know, the more information you have, the better, I suppose, when you look to things like the Westminster event.
Yeah, absolutely. If you experience an access refusal, we definitely want to know about it, just because then we can build up a full picture of where this is happening and show politicians it needs to be tackled. We've also produced a toolkit which guide dog owners can use. It's got advice on the law which guide dog owners can use to help pursue that case.
Where and when then does the event take place, Pete?
So it's on Wednesday the 19th of June. It's in the afternoon. We're asking MPs to take various actions to raise awareness of this issue in Parliament. We're hoping to get some questions, to generate some noise in Parliament, because what's happened so far is on taxi driver training, the government has already conceded that that's something that needs to happen. It's just when that happens. And it'll only happen if there are MPs speaking up for their constituents and saying to the government, access refusals have to stop now, not in due course, which is the answer we keep getting when we are asked when it's going to happen.
If people would like to learn more about guide dogs, about the campaigning and so on, or would like more information on the toolkit, what's the best way to do that?
Well, you can find all of that on the Guide Dogs website, guidedogs.org.uk. Probably the best thing to do on the toolkit is to get in touch with your local Guide Dogs team, and you'll be able to find those details on the website again.
Best of luck with the Westminster event. We will keep our listeners up to date on what happens there. But for the moment, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome.
Thanks very much.